from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. Last week, we told you about a group trying to establish a drug treatment and detox center in Timmins. There's also a group who wants to help men once they've gone through that. Casa Maria Recovery Home founder and director Maria Jelena is a social worker and recovering addict for the past 4 years. She already has a board in place to buy a 7-bedroom home in Timmins where men can be taught to live again.
You get rid of the drugs or the alcohol, and then what? Like, how do we cook? How do we pay bills? How do we live again? With programming and help and resources that we can help them with that for up to a year.
Casa Maria is looking for individual and corporate donations. Jelena says the government won't even look at the organization until it operates the home successfully for a year. The co-chair of the Timmins chapter of Women in Mining has received a Trailblazer Award from Canadian Mining Expo and the Canadian Institute of Mining. Hillary Lagren picked up the award during last month's Mining Expo. Aside from being co-chair of Women in Mining, which just entered its second year, she is supply chain manager at Lakeshore Gold. She says Women in Mining provides networking among women in the industry with various events and roundtables.
It's just a group to bring women together, support women, and offer the tools that they may need and to hopefully attract young women to the industry.
She adds that men and any ally in mining are welcome to join, and you don't have to live in Timmins. The $25 membership fee is good for life. All that was going up at several Canadian airports early this morning were stress levels, bomb threats, delayed or grounded flights. The National Air Traffic Control Service, NAV Canada, says it affected airports in Montreal, Ottawa, Winnipeg, Calgary, Edmonton, and Vancouver. Operations began returning to normal by mid-morning, but it still might be a good idea to check the status of your flight before heading to the airport. Police and aviation officials are investigating. And the Ontario government is capping rent increases for 2026 at 2.1%. This cap is based on Ontario's Consumer Price Index, a measure of inflation calculated by Statistics Canada, using data that reflects economic conditions over the past year. The 2.1% is the maximum landlords can increase rent during the year without approval from the Landlord and Tenant Board. It's the lowest cap in 4 years.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.